in-law.
Hey, good morning. Is Vincent in?
Speaking.
Hey, Vincent. This is Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing this morning?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Look, I know you're a busy guy. I'm not going to take up a lot of your time. Just following up on a pre-approved finance offer a bank mailed out to your business a couple weeks ago. Got you guys pre-approved with us for some equipment financing and capital. So I'm just circling back, seeing if you guys had anything coming up towards the end of the year here where you might need some financing.
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Is there a typical time of the year where you guys do kind of look at the books, see if you guys might want to bring on equipment?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm getting up there in age. I can't see any new equipment coming in.
Okay. Did you guys recently bring something on?
Yes.
Okay. What did you guys bring on? New CNC machine?
Yeah.
Nice, nice, nice. Good for you. Good for you. I know IMTS is this week, so a lot of business owners kind of look at whether or not they want to bring on equipment based off of that trade show.
Yeah, I didn't even make it there.
Have you been before?
No.
No?
I always wanted to make it. Which one are you talking about?
The International Manufacturing Technology Show. It's this week.
Where's that?
It's out there in Chicago, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that was the one. I was going to take my wife, but I was too busy.
Really? You guys have a strong
workload?
That
one's over now, right?
It ends in a couple days. It ends at the end of the week, I think.
And where's the next one? In Massachusetts, right?
I think that might be it, or it might be Vegas. I think Vegas was actually earlier in the year. Yeah, there's a couple. There's a couple big ones.
I wouldn't
ones.
Mind going to that one, because I just got back from Vegas.
How was that
Vegas.
Trip, huh?
Excellent. I mean,
it's always fun.
A lot of action out there.
Oh.
Even the pool's a major scene out there, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I've been a few times myself.
Where?
In Vegas.
What the hotel?
I usually stay at the Wynn or sometimes Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, we saw Rod Stewart there.
Okay.
And, I didn't get to the Wynn, but we stayed across the street at the Flamingo.
Oh, I love the Flamingo. I've stayed there as well. It's a great place.
Yeah, even there, you got to wait in line to get in the pool. And if you don't get there early enough, you don't get a seat.
Exactly. They recently changed it, too, where you could walk in, but now it's like a day party type thing, which isn't, you can lounge around.
You can't bring anything in there. No water, no nothing.
Yep.
Anything, you got to buy everything.
Yep, that's how they get you.
And those cabanas, they want like $400 a day for them frigging cabanas.
Trust me, I know. I've got
arrested.
Swindling you out of all your money, you know?
Believe it or not, those cabanas are supply and demand. Like, if they feel they're not going to sell that many, they lower the price.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a real good day, they start raising the prices.
Oh, yeah, like Labor Day weekend, and those things were gone for a couple grand.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah, is there an email address? I think I have you down as vincent.sorelli@vinlaw.com. I can just shoot you over my information, anything comes up.
Okay.
Yeah, wait, so, Vince, I got one last question for you. Are you guys, like, typically a net 30, net 60 type deal?
What do you mean?
Like, how long it takes customers to pay you for the jobs?
1%, 10, net 30.
Net 30? Okay. All right, yeah, no, because the only reason I was saying is one of our working capital programs is an unsecured cash loan, so if you ever needed, like, cash on hand really quickly to get for the business, to use how you see fit, mainly it's for, paying out for payroll, inventory costs, things like that. It's something that, if that's interesting for you,
I'm going to be honest with you. I hope them friggin' days are over. I mean, I went through that a period in my life, but right now I have a nice cushion.
Okay,
so
that's good. That's good then.
Well, like I said, I'm getting up there in age. I'm 68.
Are you trying to pass on the torch to anybody?
My son.
Your son? Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Pass along that mentorship that you probably gained after all these years. So
you got it.
I will shoot you over that email, and then, we can see if anything comes up. Is there a better time to follow up with you?
Not at the moment. Like
Not
I
at the
said,
moment.
It all depends how, after the election goes, whether things start picking up again,
Okay.
Right
all
now,
right.
We're just hanging in there,
Okay, well, wouldn't you want to make it better? Not, hanging in there. Wouldn't you want to be more, satisfied with what you have? Like, knowing that you can...
I just bought a new machine.
Oh, no, no. Not even in regards to that. Maybe just, like, sitting on a nice pile of cash.
Yeah, but I got to pay for it.
Not if you got the job.
Nothing for nothing.
True, but not if you got the jobs rolling in towards the end of the year.
Yeah,
no,
I could take care of it. I can cover everything right now.
Okay, all right. Well, if anything does come up, just give me a call, all right?
Okay.
Email will have all my contact information.
You got it.
All right, Vince. It was nice talking to you, man.
You
too.
Same here.
Bye.